to another Animates program. I'm Sue Jaspers, and today we'll be having an interview with Mark Westman, who is one of the founding veterinarians from the Pets in the Park program. Okay, Mark, so welcome to the program. And thanks for your time today. So you're involved with the Pets in the Park program. Can you tell us more about the organisation and give us some background history?
Yeah, definitely. And first of all, thank you so much for having me on the show. It's great to be chatting. So I'm a vet. I've been a vet for about 15 years, and I was always interested in overseas aid work. So I did some work in Thailand and Papua New Guinea and India. And I got back from my India trip and sort of thought, oh, it'd be nice to do something a bit more local in my own backyard, as well as doing these sort of bigger trips overseas. So I was sort of interested in doing something more, and it just so happened, timing's a funny thing. I had a friend that was running a soup kitchen in Parramatta in a park called Prince Alfred Park, and we caught up for lunch one day, and he said, oh, I've got all these clients that come to the soup kitchen to have a feed, and they bring their dogs. Is there anything that we can do for them? And like I said, I'd just gotten back from India, and I was sort of in that mindset that I was wanting to do something in Australia. And I said, yeah, great. You know, here's my opportunity. I'll bring a table down, bring some an esky of vaccines and some flea and worm treatment, and I'll just set up in the park and start doing free vet checks. So I started doing that in 2009, and that was the seed for what eventually became Pets in the Park, which is, you know, we're now a registered national charity, and we launched sort of officially in 2012, but it all started back in Parramatta in 2009.
Okay, and what services or benefits are offered to the animals and their owners?
So we run a monthly, what I call a pop-up clinic. So we pop up next to a food van or an outreach service, and we do basic health checks on animals. We'll give lots of preventative care, so things like vaccinations, flea and worm treatment. We'll also treat basic conditions like skin conditions, ear conditions. So we can do all of that at our monthly clinics. And as well as that, we also organise surgery clinics between these monthly pop-up clinics. So at surgery clinics, we'll do things like dissections or dental work or take lumps off. And as well as that, we'll also, between clinics, often be involved looking after sick animals. So if something happens to one of our clients' pets between clinics, we've developed a great network of partner veterinary practices. So these are veterinary clinics that are fantastic and want to help us out. And we'll often organise things like surgeries or for sick animals to be looked after. And even things like there's always extraordinary requests. Like I just had a client this week from our Parramatta clinic who is unwell himself and needs to go to hospital and needs to work out what he can do with his dogs for those couple of days that he's in hospital. So Pets in the Park has been involved with working out how we can organise some emergency boarding for him through one of the organisations in Sydney. So there's a lot that we do now to support the homeless community and their pets.
Right, sounds like you're very busy. So do you operate in partnership with other established providers?
Yes, everything we do is in partnership. So there are two hallmarks really to how Pets in the Park operates. One is we operate using a referral system. So we have organisations who are in the homeless sector that refer clients to us. So we partner very closely in different areas with different organisations. And that way, you know, we're helping out those clients that are either homeless or at risk of homelessness. That's our core mission. So as well as working closely with these referral agencies, all our clinics are set up to work in partnership with a human service provider. So like I was saying before, that might be a soup kitchen, that might be an outreach cafe, that might any sort of service that's designed to help people who are either homeless or struggling with homelessness will partner. And sometimes those two things, the referral agency and the human service provider, are one and the same thing. Just depends on the area. But you know, we don't see Pets in the Park as a standalone veterinary clinic. Very much we see ourselves as part of a cog in a wheel, if you'd like, of services that are required to help the growing issue of homelessness.
Yeah. And who are the volunteers who work for Pets in the Park and who help to run the clinics?
Yeah, look, everyone working for Pets in the Park at our clinics is a volunteer. Everything I do is in my own time. I've never been paid a cent, don't want to be paid a cent for anything I do. And we're just lucky that the veterinary community is a very altruistic community. So we have stacks of veterinary nurses and veterinarians that volunteer their time around Australia to do what we do. And they're by far and away our most valuable resource. We couldn't do Pets in the Park without our wonderful volunteers. And as well as that, we've also got lots of non-veterinary volunteers. So, for example, in Sydney, there are people that there are lawyers, accountants that help us with what we do. Even in our clinics, we have an administrative table which is staffed by a whole range of people, legal executives from a range of backgrounds. Another example is we had a national launch last week in Canberra, which is very exciting. And that was actually organised by an ex-AFP agent. We're lucky to have a whole range of volunteers.
You've got a wide variety of people who are volunteering.
Definitely. Yeah. Very lucky to have a lot of people put up their hands to help out.
And do the same owners and their pets come back on a regular basis?
Yes and no. So sometimes there are definitely clients that are suffering from acute homelessness, and it'll be quite a short-lived process. So those clients, we might only help out for a short period of time, one or two clinics. But it's definitely also a chronic homelessness issue, where a lot of our clients will struggle with homelessness for a long period of time, 6 to 12 months, longer. And so, as long as those clients are in need of Pets in the Park, we'll help them out. A lot of our clinics are attended by longer term clients, and that's actually a nice thing. It builds a really nice community at our Pets in the Park clinics. There's always a really nice vibe. It's always very positive and not judgmental, and I think it actually helps our clients a lot to be able to come somewhere once a month where they can see volunteers and friends that they've gotten to know over the months, and get their pets looked after at the same time.
So it's not really just the pets that you're helping, it's the owners as well.
That's exactly right. We really see ourselves as helping people by helping their pets.
Yeah. Do you see a wide variety of pets at the clinics?
Yeah, we do. I mean, cats and dogs are definitely our main animal that we see, but we've seen rats, we've seen birds, we've seen ferrets. Problem is that people who experience homelessness can have a wide range of pets. So, we'll help out any pet that we need to help out.
Yep. And do you receive any support from the local community or get any government funding or assistance?
We don't receive any government funding, so we're 100% not-for-profit organisation, and we're lucky enough that we've got a lot of individual donors that have helped us over the years. So members of the public that hear about what we're doing and make a donation online through our website, which is petsinthepark.org.au. So very fortunate to have generous people in the community who want to donate and help out our cause.
Yep. And do you think the Pets in the Park program will extend to other areas throughout Sydney or the state? So you mentioned Canberra.
Yeah, definitely. Look, our mission is wherever homelessness is an issue, we want to be there to help out. So in Sydney, we now have two clinics, one's at Parramatta, one's at Darlinghurst. Darlinghurst is set up by some good friends, Vicky Causey, Linda Warland, Leah Skelsey, and Mark Kelman as well, and that's now our biggest clinic in Sydney. But as well as that, we've got clinics in, we've got two in Melbourne, we've got a clinic in Brisbane, we're opening up in Hobart next year. And in terms of Sydney itself, the need is there. So wherever there's the need, we'll set up. So we imagine setting up in smaller regional centres and other parts of Sydney that are severely affected by homelessness. So now that we've got the model right and the model's working, we definitely see Pets in the Park continuing to expand in the coming years.
Uh-huh. Right. So who coordinates all that? Is it a single sort of person or...?
So we have five national board of directors, so they're The people I just mentioned were all the co-founders, and we sit on the national board together. So we oversee Pets the Park around Australia. And then we're lucky enough just to have wonderful people and committees that are formed within each state. And actually, often what will happen, so for example, with the Canberra Clinic, which is our newest clinic, we had vets and nurses that emailed us and said, there's a need in Canberra, we have a homeless population who own pets, we need to get a Pets in the Park down here, what can we do? And then working with these locals who had identified the problem and wanted to help out, we then formed a Canberra committee, and then with support from the national committee, we set up this clinic. So it's really through a combination of people on the ground. So it's really a grassroots movement with some support from the national directors who we've been doing it since 2012 now, and are pretty good at rolling out these clinics where they're needed.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful organisation and you're doing really great work. And thank you for telling us all about it this afternoon.
My pleasure. Thanks for the opportunity to speak to you, sir. Really appreciate it.